Our next question is about deworming, and there have been a lot of changes in deworming protocols over the last few years. This question is from Heather in Pennsylvania, and Heather says that last spring her vet requested her clients stop deworming their horses. We now do no deworming and have had her do 2 fecal counts per year on our horses in spring and fall. Heather says she's concerned that this may not be comprehensive. She says she owns 2 horses, and one is a senior at 31 years old with recurring uveitis and Cushing's. She said that she's concerned whether this program is okay. What would you advise for deworming senior horses?
Well, Heather, it sounds like your veterinarian's employing fecal egg counts to dictate which horses need deworming. Research has shown that horses have varying levels of resistance to parasite infection, and fecal egg counts are kind of the gold standard to determine which horses need the more comprehensive deworming treatment and which horses can get by with more of the minimum. The benefit of this strategy and why more veterinarians are trying to employ it is we're going to see a decrease in resistance among all the classes of dewormers, which is a rising problem across the country. A lot of the parasites are becoming resistant to the products we're using because of overuse. And so as long as you're doing scheduled fecals with your veterinarian, they're going to be able to advise you on a proper deworming program and keep those horses in their best plane of health. So, I think it's a sound program, and I applaud your veterinarian for trying to do the fecals for their deworming program.
So, Dr. Craig, a lot of us used to deworm on a rotational basis every 8 weeks. You know, the farrier would come, you'd deworm your horse at the same time. Have you found that it's been challenging for horse owners like Heather to switch from that really what felt very proactive in the care of our horses to kind of sitting back and waiting until the horses actually need treatment?
It is. You're presenting a very common scenario, and we were used, like you said, to being so active with our dewarming program that we've almost gone 180 degrees there, and so it is hard to get used to. But in the end, it's going to be best for the population of the horses